migration is good for all our economies. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That was the message from President Biden as he closed out the Summit of the Americas, announcing an agreement on immigration.
Lawful migration is not acceptable and will secure our borders, including through innovative, coordinated actions with our regional partners.
The pact of the Los Angeles Declaration is seen as a roadmap to bring in large numbers of migrants and refugees. The president said it addresses the needs of vulnerable migrants and the needs of countries hosting those migrants. A Texas judge blocks Texas lawmakers from investigating families of children seeking gender-affirming treatment.
Last month, the Texas Supreme Court said the State Department of Family and Protective Services could resume investigating families who get their children gender-confirming medical care. Governor Greg Abbott equated the medical care with child abuse and directed welfare agencies to investigate. Attorneys for three families said they were notified the investigations would resume after the Supreme Court ruling. Now, Austin-based Judge Jan Seufer has issued a temporary restraining order stopping the investigations after a new lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and Lambda Legal. Her ruling also applies to the three families who are being investigated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge has ruled the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against the National Rifle Association will be allowed to proceed. The decision dismissed the gun rights group's claims that the case is politically motivated. The suit accuses top NRIA executives of financial improprieties. Warnings on cigarette packs have been standard for decades now, but Canada is poised to become the first country in the world to require a warning be printed on every cigarette, building on its mandate to include graphic photo warnings on tobacco products packaging. The Canadian government says it anticipates the changes coming into force in the later half of 2023. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court appearance for a Michigan police officer now accused of murder.
Grand Rapids police officer Christopher Schurer arraigned in Kent County Court on second-degree murder in the April shooting death of Patrick Leoya, who body cam shows failed to comply during a legal traffic stop, resisted arrest, and grabbed the officer's taser before he was shot. The judge entering a not guilty plea and setting bond.
I will set that bond amount. $100,000 cash surety.
Schur's attorneys in a statement saying in part that Leoya's death is an unfortunate tragedy that placed a decorated officer in fear of his life and that Schur will be exonerated. He's back in court June 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The marine shipping industry is facing new regulations to address carbon pollution, and the industry is fighting back. Its trade groups have been seeking exemptions for pollution emitted during voyages on rough seas. Cargo ship owners argue rougher seas mean more fuels burned, and it's unfair to treat similar ships traveling on different oceans differently. U.S. household wealth loses ground after seven quarters of gains.
U.S. household wealth plunged early this year along with the stock market, according to Federal Reserve Bank data, which found the net worth of households and nonprofit organizations dropped $500 billion to $149.3 trillion in the first quarter. There was a rise in home values, but those were eclipsed by stock market declines. The Fed said household balance sheets remain strong, but the effects of rising inflation, now at a 40-year high, and the Fed's efforts to tamp it down with interest rate hikes could weigh on overall economic growth. The U.S. GDP shrank by 1.5% in the first quarter. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Japan has partially opened its borders to foreign tourists after 2 years of COVID restrictions. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.